This is the first beginning. And it's really a beginning of practice that, like any art, the art of meditation takes some time to practice. St. Francis de Sales said, as a contemplative, to meditate, what is required is a cup of understanding, a barrel of love, and an ocean of patience. Just the willingness to come back again and again and sense what is here over and over. Some of the common kinds of questions that come up for people, even after just the first meditation, sitting and connecting with the breath, have to do with tightness of breath. People might feel that there's a sense of the breath being controlled as they pay attention to it. This also is quite natural, and when you notice that, all that's asked is to simply relax, to try to let the breath move easily, and even if there's still a feeling of tightness, just to let the tightness be there with an easy mind and an easy heart. Also, people say, my mind wanders 100 times in 10 minutes, 1,000 times. Will I ever learn to meditate? Can I do it right? It's natural that it wanders. It's been doing it for however old you are, for that many years, and it's part of what minds do. So the art of meditation is to see the wandering of the mind, and in that moment when you acknowledge it, just to come back again, to bring the heart back 1,000 times, like the training of the puppy. Sometimes people also notice that their breath gets very soft, and they wonder if they shouldn't speed it up or make it stronger so they can feel it more easily. But the idea is actually to refine our attention so we can listen more deeply and feel what's there naturally in our body. So if the breath is soft, you want to try and let your attention get to be equally careful to match the softness of the breath, to notice its beginning or its end or the coolness or the space between breaths, to become interested in the breath as it moves in the body. The next step in the meditation, after settling ourselves with a posture and after finding the breath in our body and finding a way to rest for a few moments in the breath, is to expand the field of our awareness, of our mindfulness, to include all the energies and sensations of the body. So what that means is that as you sit, there will be ease or tightness, pleasure, itching, areas of vibration, sometimes pain, and all of those can be included in the meditation with the same kind of attention and respect that we began to develop for the breath. As you sit still, the body begins to open, and in its opening, what we feel are often the things that the busyness of our life has kept us from noticing, so that there can be sometimes unaccustomed sensations just because we're not used to sitting still. But more deeply than that, as you sit, you will at times feel tension in your shoulders or jaw or back or belly or some part of your body that is painful. And you wonder, now, why should this happen? Here I am just sitting in meditation trying to be peaceful, not doing very much. Why should it be tense or tight? What happens as you sit and become still is that the areas of tension we carry and accumulate in our life become revealed to us. So that as you're sitting, feeling the rhythm of your breath, all of a sudden, certain places may become painful or warm or hot or tight. And in those areas, then, what's necessary is to allow that opening of the body, whether it's pleasant or painful, to happen in the same field of mindfulness, in the same spirit of attention. In that sense, what happens in your body, even if it's difficult, is not a problem, but a kind of healing. The tension that we carry when it first opens will show us all the conflict or pain or difficulty that we may have stored in our body. And as you pay attention to it, with a careful and gentle awareness, it will gradually open and release. The central principle in allowing the body to be a part of the meditation is to receive what arises for you with the same quality of presence or awareness as we generated with the breath. There's a sign in a casino in Las Vegas that says on it, "You must be present to win." And it's true in Las Vegas, and it's the same principle in meditation, that what allows us to open is the quality of presence that we bring. The key to how we work with what arises in the body is how we touch it. A famous poem about St. Francis speaks of St. Francis putting his hand on the furrowed brow of a troubled person or a troubled creature, even an animal, and reminding them with the kindness of his touch of their own inner beauty, of their own inner loveliness. As we sit in meditation, whether it's tension or pain or ease or difficulty, within the body, whatever energies arise, we want to receive with the same quality of kindness of St. Francis putting his hand on the brow of that creature. The simple way that we do this is to name and acknowledge the energies that arise in the body, feeling them and giving them the same attention as the breath. So that if there's itching, instead of scratching the itch, you simply note itching to yourself to acknowledge it and feel the itching and give it space to tingle and itch for a time, and after a bit you'll notice that it passes away. Or coolness or warmth or tension or pain, you can name it to yourself softly, tingling, heat, tension, and as you feel it softly, give it space to open and notice how the body itself wants to change and flow and move. Now it's important as you pay attention to the opening of the body in meditation that you not get it in your mind how it's supposed to be. It will open like a flower does each aspect of the body in its own time. Sometimes when you pay attention to something, it will dissolve and you'll feel more peaceful. Sometimes it will stay the same. Sometimes it'll get worse. You pay attention, and the intensity of that pain or tension in the body will get actually stronger. And that means that it needs to open in that way to allow a kind of peace or freedom to come on a deeper level within you.